Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you shivering in those flyover states. Down south, dealing with the tornadoes. Some wicked weather beginning of this week. Coming up in this hour, we're going to zig and zag in a few different directions, but what else is new? We're going to start off talking about a couple of things that have happened and are happening. Wednesday, a big day to once again talk about background check systems that we have in place when it comes to guns. And the NRA's Wayne LaPierre is going to announce more gun laws are not what we need because it's not a serious solution. The best solution is to have an armed guard in all the schools. One thing's for sure, we can all agree, it's awful to see some of our most sacred places where you should be able to just go and be shattered by freaks who go on wild rampages, whether they're hunting down prey at a workplace because they're furious, or they're antagonized by something in their past related to their family, loosely in a school that they went to, an elementary school. And the most shocking of all, innocent kids who have no connection, killing them at 5 and 6 and 7 years old. People in a movie theater. Can't you just go to a movie and watch without looking around to see if some nut's going to do something? Thanks to what happened in July, James Holmes deciding to dress up and disrupt the lives of way too many. Now that's something else that we get to do. But to Wayne LaPierre's point, which he will talk about when he's on the Hill, jumping to conclusions and trying to reach for solutions that we know are not going to kick in any kind of timely manner, it's not good enough. No matter how you feel about guns, one thing we know for sure, if you want an immediate solution, a way to put kind of a blanket over your kid in a school, you got to have someone armed patrolling around. Someone you trust, someone who knows a firearm, meaning an ex-cop, an ex-detective, an armed guard. That would be a deterrent. Absolutely. Listen, if I'm armed up and I go to a school and smash a window, set off an alarm, have people running down the hallway, trust me, someone's on that campus, they're getting to me. Hopefully they get to me or get to the person before they've even fired any shots. But regardless, they would be a massive deterrent. Aren't we always talking about ways to deter crime? It's like when you get those Crime Stopper things or you live in an area where they send you, and luckily there's some great detectives out there, they send you some pointers. They say, make sure you take things off your door because people could be marking it. Make sure if somebody knocks at your door, you don't completely ignore it. You yell something out. Make sure you put your car in the garage. If you have a garage, you know, all of you know, some of the things that work. Have a dog because that's the biggest deterrent of all. So what is the biggest deterrent to a mass shooting? Unfortunately, we don't know what the biggest deterrent is, because the biggest deterrent would be stopping the person before they get there in the first place. Since we can't answer that question, we do know that you could have a guard. I've said this before. Have a guard in place, and then there is somebody who can immediately respond by the time the rest of the responders get to the school, even if they're really, really close. So the NRA has 4.5 million active members. It is absolutely, hands down, the most powerful guns rights advocacy group in the country. We know that. That's not a shocker. Wednesday, Wayne LaPierre testifying. He's not the only one who's going to be testifying about guns. He is, by the way, going to suggest funding the mental health system, that has become part of the solution, including making patient records part of the National Instant Crime or Criminal Background Check System, then they wouldn't get the gun in the first place. Also testifying is retired Navy Captain Mark Kelly and his wife, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head by an emotionally disturbed gunman, Jared Lee Loeffler. So with the president calling on a ban on semi-automatic weapons, is what they're calling it, and high-capacity magazines along with more extensive background checks, the conversation is flowing out of D.C. It is dripping all over the place about guns. So how do you curb gun violence? Well, it's not gun violence. To be honest, we know it's the act of some deranged people or violent people. That's the problem with this. Either way, however you slice this, people are not going to be happy coming out of it. Ultimately, I don't think so. I don't think that we're going to see, I don't think we're going to see some big change at all when it comes to laws. Maybe background checks, maybe something changes a little bit there. Certainly, mental health is on the radar of everybody. How you also find the red flags there, difficult, although somebody with heavy problems on certain psych drugs, all that kind of stuff, if it was in the database and it could stop somebody from getting guns in a gun shop and they're shopping around, well, there you go. Maybe that's a little bit of a net. There was no net when a kid was snatched from a bus and the bus driver was shot. Some people talk about gun-free zones. You know, you'll see it when you go, like, there's cell-free zones and gun-free zones. A lot of times near schools, you'll see those signs. And people would argue, well, that's terrific. Just tell people there's no guns here. Come on in. In Alabama, this is what happened. A guy gets on a bus, shoots the driver, then takes the 6-year-old and runs. The driver died later in the day. There were at least a handful of students on the bus, and they saw the man shoot the driver and take the kid out. He took the kid to an area behind a church, and the police were negotiating with him, trying to get him to stand down. The bus driver's identity not released, and the suspect's name was not released, although things are leaking out that this was the father, and this was a kid. So what does that say about gun-free zones or being unarmed in situations like driving a bus even? You're not thinking that. We've thought about teachers and arming teachers like they do in Israel and other countries. Many of you have said, no way. No way. Don't want my teacher, my kids, to be armed. One thing about a guard in a school, but another thing to have the teacher with a weapon in her desk or his desk. So in the case of the bus driver, obviously he wasn't armed. Gun control on the radar of a lot of people in Congress who want to push some new laws through, but I don't think they're going to hit the bullseye in this one. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Moments away from execution by lethal injection, and then to suddenly get the word, like a Hollywood movie, whoa, we got a postponement. You're not going now, lady. That's what happened in Huntsville, Texas. A Dallas judge halted the scheduled night execution of a woman who would have been the first broad, by the way, to be put to death in the U.S. in 3 years. Kimberly McCarthy, 51 years old, was supposed to happen. It's been moved now to April 3rd. And what is she getting the death penalty for? The lethal injection, a 1997 beating, stabbing, robbery of a 71-year-old neighbor in a town 15 miles outside of Dallas. She supposedly went after this guy in his sleep. What happened is the Dallas district attorney said they're not going to appeal the ruling, but that there's all these delay tactics. And on her side of it, she was a former nursing home therapist, and the evidence that the punishment phase of her trial tied her to two other murders a decade earlier. Wow. See, that's that whole nurse caring for you thing. She would have been the first, as I said, woman. She would have become the 12th woman put to death in the U.S. since the Supreme Court allowed capital punishment to resume in the late 70s or mid-70s, and there have been 1,309 men executed. How about that? What they're saying is she's exhausted her court appeals and all that kind of stuff, is that this isn't true. She's being discriminated against because the jury was made up mostly of white women. But they show clearly in the evidence that she stole a Mercedes, pawned a ring, went to a crack house, you know where we're going with this, bought some cocaine, then she went to a liquor store, and she was carrying the guy's license with her. Plus they found her DNA. I think there shouldn't be much of an argument here. The other people that she's accused of include the fact that, include the story of an 85-year-old that she beat with a claw hammer on both sides and stabbed. So she was indicted but not tried for those killings. She sounds crazy. And her photograph looks pretty crazy. This is radio, but she has a nondescript look in her eyes, let's say. So for now, she gets a postponement, but it doesn't look like much else. I mentioned at the top the weather, the weather, the weather. What's always the biggest common denominator, say after me? The weather. If you are shy and you are looking for conversation, when you get in an elevator, what's the best conversation? The weather. Wherever you are, I guarantee there's some kind of weather, even if it's perfectly clear and gorgeous. It's a beautiful day, don't you think? Boom, conversation started. But tornado warnings, very unusual. But we've had warm temperatures in the southeast part of the United States, so they're talking about strong winds that are heading deep into Wednesday. So there are some places that are at risk. Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, western Kentucky, northern Louisiana, parts of Missouri, parts of Mississippi, southeastern Oklahoma, western Tennessee, extreme northeastern Texas. I know we have people listening to us in those areas. If you have one eye open, be careful out there. Because the switch in the weather has created this. They're saying severe thunderstorms are going on, and that's just in front of a strong cold front moving across the central part of the U.S. You know what I don't like? I don't like the wind gusts. When I see my trees bent in half, yeah, and it looks like they could come up as spears, that's not good. 80-mile-an-hour winds, ooh, in Biloxi, Mississippi. Oh, love Biloxi. Spent some time in Biloxi. Luckily, it wasn't windy. It was gorgeous. Weather isn't what it's all about for women who now find themselves on a different path when it comes to the military. The push is on to find women to register with Selective Service. Get them in, get them out, clear them, all that kind of stuff. So the Pentagon cleared women, we know, to take combat roles if they want them. Advocacy groups for military women say another day has arrived for young female adults to register with Selective Service, no less. That's the pool of names collected by your government if we should ever revive the draft. What do you think the odds are of reviving the draft? I hope not very good. I'm going to say on a scale of 1 to 10, negative 1. But 18 to 25, you're supposed to sign up for it. That's what they do for the men. And if it's active duty, veteran circles, that kind of thing, gotta be done. It's logical if everyone else is doing it, it has to be done. Because things are going to change now with women in the Marines, women on the front lines. Some big, big changes. May 15th is the deadline for each service branch to provide plans for implementing, allowing women into their respective roles in the combat zone. How they're going to be placed into duty, all that kind of stuff is important. So dotting the I's, crossing the T's, crossing them 20 times over, because everybody's going to be watching this. And the Department of Justice, when you make a big policy change, you have to break down what the impact is on the Selective Service Act. So I would assume that the women will be notified. How wild. That they're going to be notified that they have to be part of this thing since they're in the game now. And the drawdown of forces and the pullout from Afghanistan do make the chances slim to none of a draft reinstatement. Very unlikely. But even in the beginning of the wars, I don't know that it was really going to become a reality. So they don't have to worry about it, but it's there. And once you do it, and that's it. And you just got to hope that that doesn't happen. We're not pulling names. Not pulling names. And, you know, Charles Rangel, who's the congressman from New York, actually reintroduced a bill that would require all men and women between 18 and 42 to perform national service, either the military or a civilian service that helps national defense. But that bill didn't make it. It died in committee. Some say the problem in the U.S. and the reason why we have a voluntary military is we're too soft. In Israel, you have to serve unless you have an amazing physical ailment that you can prove. But you have to serve before you go on to other things. So, draft, peace of mind. Ooh. Can you imagine dealing with that? But it's a new era and new qualifications, and all things have to be thought of, and that includes selective service. Can't really ignore it. If there's no steam for it, no push for it, it won't happen. All right, I have massive passion for doing this thing called Nail the Score. Nail the Score is coming up in our next show, third hour. Do not miss it. Don't miss it. Dave in Vermont won in the beginning of the year. I would love it if somebody could nail it at the end of the year. If you do, you get bragging rights and some prizes. And it's very hard to do. Because you know the teams, but you're plucking out random numbers very much. And I always make the analogy like circling lottery numbers. So you're picking a team, Ravens, 49ers, what you think the final score is going to be. Oof, I hope it's a nail-biter. I know we're all going to be watching the Harbaugh family to see how they react, because if you have two sons you're equally close to, they're coaching against each other in a game where $10 billion is going to be wagered, and people from all over the country and the world are watching, you have to have, I would assume, some mixed feelings on what you're supposed to do as far as cheering for one side or the other. Stay with us. Confucius says more to come.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Some of the other things we're talking about, including Super Bowl favorites, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Will be a big day in Washington once again because Wayne LaPierre is going to be testifying, talking about the fact that he thinks, let's get the armed guards going in all these schools. You want to put a blanket over the problem, there's the first step. Not taking the guns away. Ryan in Mississippi, he gets the first crack on the flip side. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, ma'am. I hope you can hear me all right. I'm using a Bluetooth headset and cell phone.
Gotcha.
It's very rare that I call into radio stations and things like that. It's not something that I do very often, so I'm actually a little bit nervous. Would like to point out a few things, though. With regard to our current quote-unquote gun control situation,
yeah,
which is seems like a sensationalism, just pushed to the max. You know, you hear these people; they get on the news media, and the news radio, and the news TVs, and things like that. And it's just, it seems to me like a lot of sensationalism. And they always want to bring up, points like, oh, well, you don't need that for hunting. You don't need that for sporting. And what people are failing to realize is that, you know, the obvious fact is that the Second Amendment is not for hunting and sporting. It's not mm-hmm. about killing squirrels, turkeys, deers, or anything of that nature. It's
sure.
about defending ourselves against tyranny.
Right.
Now, and to call something an assault rifle is kind of ridiculous to me, because muskets back in 1775 would have been called assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word designed to evoke emotion, designed to draw people into conjuring almost this unspoken emotional feeling. Does that make sense?
No. Absolutely. Absolutely, because there's spin on all sides of this, and so, sure, you're right, your points on the guns, that's why I say so-called assault weapons, because that's, you're right. The point that you made is exactly, pardon the pun, but on target, because that's what's being said. And nobody would take anything away from what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. It's awful. We would rather not ever have that happen.
Let's be very extremely clear.
Yeah.
What happened in Newtown, Connecticut, what happened at Virginia Tech,
yes,
what happened at Columbine is an extreme tragedy.
Yes,
But let's also be very realistic about this. You can take an AR-15 and set it in front of a doorway, and I guarantee you that thing will not load itself or go out and kill anybody on its own. Are there issues with the things in our society that we need to address in terms of, like, people who are sick or sociopathic
right.
or psychopathic?
Right.
Do we need to look at that? Yes. I think so. And more often than not, when you look at these situations, like these people, you know, they've been bullied or, I don't know what the common thread is between them all. But there's got to be something, better than trying to take, the guns from the law-abiding people. To try and ban all the guns would be like trying to ban all the cars to prevent drunk driving.
Yeah, excellent analogy, because you're absolutely right. It's kind of like, in a different way, in a softer pedal, it's like Michael Bloomberg, the three-time mayor of New York, who banned the big gulps because that was going to make people thin because they were
right.
drinking too much soda, and that's ridiculous.
And a
yeah.
44-ounce big gulp, but yet you can go out and buy 6 2-liters.
Exactly. And you can buy cigarettes.
Who are we?
Yeah.
Who are we to believe these mealy-mouthed Washington wise guys, which is what they are, mealy-mouthed Washington wise guys, who get up there and they never hardly say anything of any type of substance or concreteness, other than to get in front of the camera and pose and posture and position, that have been buying ammunition like crazy, like it's going out of style for organizations like the NOAA. I mean,
right.
what do they need? What do they need hollow point bullets for to predict the weather for?
Right.
Why is that?
Right.
And other thing, I mean, why? It's like I said earlier, it's very rare that I call into radio shows and radio programs and I can get a little bit worked up about this, but why is it all of a sudden, and why should we listen to this group of people who not too long ago, this group of people who wants to tell us about gun control and how we need to have gun control, who were caught not too long ago selling guns to Mexican drug cartels and such.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. I've talked about that before. The Terry family.
With Agent Brian Terry. God bless
yeah.
his soul.
Yeah.
And Benghazi. I mean, what are the odds that you're going to fall and take a tumble down the stairs and develop a blood clot, and all of a sudden you can't remember crap? I mean, give me a break. What are the odds, sister? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, Ryan.
South Washington wise guys.
I like that.
With.
I like that. I'm going to steal that from you, mealy mouth, because, you know, we say this all the time. It's not, there's no accountability in in Washington, Ryan, and it's very easy to jump on the emotion. Thanks for the call. It's very easy to jump on the emotion of guns right now because of the horrible thing that happened in Newtown, Connecticut, just like in the summer when we had Aurora, Colorado, the movie theater, just like Virginia Tech, and we can name others, Gabby Giffords speaking, and little girl, 12 years old, shot, and others, you know, as well. But the problem is, it is emotional. It is emotional for people who have been in the middle of that. And everybody has a right to their opinion. Look, I'll say that. You have your, whatever side it is, I think it's good to have the conversation. But at the end of the day, if I were a betting person, I would say, don't sweat it. And the reason I'd say don't sweat it is because there's not going to be any major, major changes, maybe background checks, because there's not going to be enough votes to make any kind of massive so-called gun control laws, toughen up gun laws, that kind of stuff. There's not going to be enough votes for that to happen, definitely not in the House. That's why you have Wayne LaPierre from the NRA, who, depending on who you're talking to, the NRA is either the three evil letters strung together or the three best letters they've ever heard. And he's gonna say what we've said many, many times on the show, and people we've talked to who say they already have guards at some of the schools, and that would be a deterrent. That he's going to say this is the way to put that security around the kids. Do it. Just get the guard. And then you've got someone there. You have someone there in case there's copycats, nuts, whatever, sociopaths, whatever it is that drives somebody. You know, Ryan said there, what's the common, do we know the common denominators? And we do. The Jared Lee Loeffners, he was the Gabby Giffords person. The James Holmes, he was the theater guy. Adam Lanza was the 20-year-old in Newtown, Connecticut. Excuse me. All of them were white guys in their 20s who were outcasts, kinds of fringy guys, loners, seemed odd to the people that went to school with them. All three of them had a case of that. Were they bullied? Were they left out? Could be. In some cases, there's a little bit of reports of that. But more than anything, they just never fit in, never, and never tried to fit in. You know, they were, all three were the odd man out, so to speak. And we've seen this over and over and over again, not to say that there couldn't be other reasons why somebody does it. For attention, 15 minutes, despondent over being unemployed, feeling hopeless, whatever. There's a grab bag of nutty reasons why somebody does something so vile you can't even begin to understand it. So if we're going to be honest and we're going to really, really look at this, then we got to look at things that we know immediately that'll work. The conversation is good to have the conversation, but the conversation isn't going to change anything immediately. Having somebody in the schools changes the game immediately. And we're talking about somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. When I went to school, would my family have objected to an armed guard? I'm going to say they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have objected. We had police that would come and look in the schools and come around the parking lot. I went to a big, well-known high school where there was way too many kids. There was like 4,000 kids in my high school. And I remember there was always the presence of the police somewhere around close to us. But now we're talking about in the school, what a difference that would make. How easy is that to at least automatically go in that direction? What would be the objections? I guess getting the money, but I have a feeling these schools could figure out a way to get that cash. Hang with us.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unease you. Her bad cat just please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit problems, skin on style. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, if you want to throw in, here's the number to jingle, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Oh, I'm fair, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to dig my phone out of my pocket.
That's what that is. Interference, pocket interference. I love it.
Well, you know, we had a record high today here in Hannibal, Missouri.
Yeah, what was the, I don't know, what was the high?
Oh, it was like 63.
63?
A record rainfall amount.
Right.
Which was like 2.5 inches.
Yeah, I knew that.
It's going to be like 14 tomorrow and then 5 tomorrow night. So I was outside spraying or putting some Vaseline on the seals on my truck so I could open my doors tomorrow after the rain froze them shut.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well,
that's
what's
a big
going on with all this, guns crap?
Well, the reason is because what's happening is the parents of the kids that were killed at Sandy Hook have been, the latest there is that they're in Connecticut. The governor is trying to tweak gun laws. Of course, he would have to have approval from the legislative body, and I don't know where they're going to stand on that because they already have a bunch of strict gun laws. But the parents were talking about it, and there were a couple of parents who said, we don't need any more laws. It's not about the laws. It's about enforcing the laws. And then some other parents said this is the time for change, and it got pretty heated, and there was a lot of people that were also in the room. And then tomorrow, Wayne LaPierre, actually Wednesday, which it is Wednesday, he's going to be testifying, and he's going to talk about, listen, just let's get an armed guard in there. Let's have an armed guard in the schools. Because then right there you can throw that blanket on right away while we talk about all these things that need to happen.
Yeah. Where was the bus driving incident today?
The bus driving incident?
Are you not?
Ooh, am I missing something? Am I missing something on the bus driving incidents? That,
So some guy stopped the school bus, wanted a boy off the bus, and the bus driver said no, so he shot him and took the boy.
Ooh, I have no idea. I didn't even hear that. Oh, in Alabama. You're talking about the Alabama thing that happened the other day.
What's it?
Well, I guess it happened Tuesday because today's Wednesday. It happened Tuesday. Yeah.
I heard it earlier, and they said they're still standoffish. Well, that's another perfect example why, to me, this no gun zone, if the bus driver had a gun, maybe the kid's not. And I assume that it's a father wanting to see his kid. Maybe he didn't have custody. That's what I'm assuming.
Right. That's what it was a young boy that was taken off the bus. And you're right on the father thing. But the bus driver who was shot, like you said, he wasn't armed because this was a 6-year-old kid. The bus driver died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting to is it's not always just some crazy white guy that's going to do it. There was how many other kids on the bus that could have been killed, too?
Yeah.
So there's absolutely no reason having the teachers or you can't hire a police officer to drive all these buses. So there's no reason to say that they have a concealed carry, too, just to protect these children.
Yeah, that adds another wrinkle into it if you wanted to look at it that way. It was a father, from what I understand, and like I said, this was in Alabama. So you kind of pegged it right that this was a custody thing, most likely. They haven't played out all the things, but, all the particulars of the story. But the driver did die, and, hey, so if you're talking gun-free zone, there's been arguments about that. It's like printing the names in the paper and letting people basically highlighting who has guns in neighborhoods and who doesn't. So it kind of adds to that that whole discussion, yes.
Yeah, I think all those journalists on that end of the deal got their payback too, putting everybody's name in the paper and then having armed guards at their houses. It's just a whole crazy ordeal.
It has become crazy.
There are people out there that are crazy, and they're gonna do stupid stuff. But we're hunters here, and we're not worried about losing our guns. That's not something we're worried about. And I don't have a gun that has. I've got a deer rifle that holds 4 shells. I don't need no more than that.
But how do you feel? So let me ask you this: what if there was a limit to ammunition? You wouldn't go in for that, would you? That there's a limit on how much ammunition you can get, or would you?
My deer rifle holds 4.
Mm-hmm.
My shotgun has 3. I've got a 22. My 22 is 1940 model, and my 22 holds I think, 15 or 18 short sales in it. So in New York, that would be outlawed. I don't think it's right. And the gun shop up the street selling them like firecrackers right now for $425. Buy a 44 cal assault rifle, and everybody's just buying the crap out of them.
Yeah.
I don't need one.
Yeah.
Most people that are protecting themselves don't need one. But I don't feel there ought to be a limit.
Yeah. Well, and there's such a run. That's why there's such a run now. There's such a run on ammunition because of the fear of limiting rounds. So you go to, somebody told me the other day at Walmart, they say, boom, the shipment comes in. People are lining up because they know it's gone.
You can't buy a box of 22 shells to hunt rabbit right now at Walmart.
No.
They're all set up.
They're done.
The bottom line is it's just crazy. We talked about this before after the Colorado shooting. If somebody can't get a gun and they're insane and they want to do something wrong, they'll do it a different way.
Yeah. There's lots of different ways you could do that. You could jimmy-rig something, explosives, all kinds of things. You're right. Yeah.
So.
Makes sense, Ray. Ray, good call. Good call. Thanks for jingling us, as always. Be safe out there. And see, here's the thing. He really did tie it up for us. It's like a mad world. Have we all gone crazy looking at all the different angles of this all of a sudden? And I think the more pressure is applied, or the fear, the threat of taking things away, the more you're going to see taking ammunition away, taking guns of any sort away, the more you're going to see them really fly off the shelves. And the bottom line is, if somebody wants to do something, they are going to do something. They are absolutely going to do something. And what do we do to try to keep our sacred areas sacred? In other words, can we just not be in that bubble anymore, whether you're sitting in church, you're working somewhere in some company, or your kids are going to school? You know, that's where you think you're safe. I'm on this island. I'm here. Don't touch us. Leave us alone. I'm not out there in the big, bad urban areas going up and down the alleys, 3 o'clock in the morning, coming out of nightclubs or whatever. I'm not risking it. I'm not putting myself in situations where I shouldn't be. And that's just not the way we're seeing things happen, unfortunately, in campuses and in elementary schools, what happened there and what's happened in some other schools. It's very, very, very sad. It's like a world unhinged. By the way, that bubble wrapping popping world record that we told you about the other day, the Guinness World Record that was ultimately hit, all the money that they raised for that went to the Sandy Hook victims. That's the Daily Salute. Good for them.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.